Hey guys, this is Lost Arts Radio Live, and we are live again this week, and it feels like time is going so fast now that it's been, 5 minutes since we were here last time. I hope you guys had a good week, and before we get into this week's discussion, I wanted to remind you all that as much as I try to make this low-key and, watch my language and stay out of the banning zone, we're getting more and more into stuff that is on a unacceptable to the power structure, and I have to keep it honest, so that's going to continue to escalate, I think. And because of that, and because of the increasing attacks on freedom of speech in America, and I'm sure in whatever country you're listening from, that likely we may be disappearing from some of the main channels in the near or not very near future, depending. Probably near, because they're really speeding up this week, especially. We'll talk about that. And it would be good to look for us before we disappear on other channels to make sure, if you want to stay in touch with us, that you can. Certainly lostartsradio.com would be the main thing to bookmark and stay in touch with, because wherever we end up broadcasting, you'll be able to see it announced and maybe even live stream there. Some of the others, if you get one strike, you can't live stream anymore. So no telling when that may happen. Some of our friends are already disappearing, and at least off the internet. And we got one of our popular videos taken down this week that I don't dare to mention unless you don't want this broadcast to complete all the way through, but we'll talk about that at some point. Also, a wise person told me before the show that whatever is going on in the world, don't worry too much, because we're going to be okay. And that's a long subject, but we're going to be okay in the long run. It's just that I would prefer, and we talk about the details of that in Planetary Healing Club, and I can't get too much into it tonight other than just say, there's no way this can turn out badly in the long run. But the people in charge, the global rulers, can make things pretty uncomfortable. You may have noticed that. And that's their intent, total destruction, basically. And I'd prefer that not go too much farther. So there are things that can be done about it, which, again, if I talk about specifically on this platform, we won't be here much longer at all. But there are things that we can do, and I'll try to allude to those in a mild, safe way whenever I can. But right now, and I'm not trying to look away from you. It's just that all during the week, I spend like 3 or 4 hours a day reviewing national and world events relevant to people all over the world. And I try to make myself some bullet points of stuff that I want to talk about. Usually I don't get to most of it. It's a whole bunch of pages that I just write bullet points and say, talk about this and this and this and this, and we get through as much as we can. So if I'm looking down, that's what I'm looking at, just to see that I don't skip over anything that I thought was important before. But the main thing to understand right now about the censorship is that tens of thousands, some people say 70,000 just in the U.S., and much more than that worldwide, have been hired, partly from Southern Poverty Law Center and other places like that, that are obviously totally objective. And their job is to comb through all of the social media communications of any kind and censor the ones that need to be censored. And of course, if they always go after ones that are complained about, and to make things more efficient and simpler, they just file their own complaints and then delete the stuff that they themselves complain about. Makes it much easier and more time efficient than waiting for somebody legitimately to complain, which may not happen. And these censors, they're highly confused people, but they are humans, and they work with the AI to get rid of objectionable posts on social media, any communications. They're banning information and whole channels and whole people, actually, that you're not supposed to be able to hear. That they're really accelerating that. And they're going to be doing more and more and more of that, especially leading up to the 2020 election in America, which is a big point to destroy America, and we'll get into why that matters for the rest of the world, for other countries that you may be living in. But they're going to be planning on cutting off your own ability to go to certain websites, or beyond that, to spend money at forbidden places. Like if you're the money that you spend would support an operation that they don't want to succeed, they may cancel your MasterCard or things like that. That's starting to happen now. Not just the objectionable site being canceled, but you losing your ability to make credit card purchases and stuff like that. It's basically another version of the Chinese social score system that the big tech giants have been developing over in China for use here and everywhere else in the world. And so far as we've seen, it looks like the current president, who I also dare not name in any positive light anyway, current president of the U.S., who has shown great courage in saying and doing a lot of good things, putting a lot of good things on Twitter, as long as he's allowed to do that. In this case, with the censorship, other than a proclamation that colleges have to have free speech, which remains to be seen how they respond to that, of course. But he's done absolutely nothing that we can see to stop the censorship on the internet and social media. And it's urgently needed some action from him, and so far he hasn't done it. So hopefully that's going to happen. Because just because we're talking about speech and not, you know, physical violence or anything like that, this is as powerful as any kind of violence you can imagine, and the censorship needs to stop. Right now it's accelerating, going full speed, and as I say, they're bringing in tens of thousands of humans to work with the AI, because, the AI doesn't understand sarcasm and when you're really saying one thing and meaning another, which a lot of people, including me, have thought, well, this would be a way to stay on air. You say, oh, don't go to this terrible channel or website or anything, because they're, you know, they're worse than the devil or whatever. And by the way, if you want to see how bad they are, here's the site. Humans understand that strategy and they will shut it down. So why the current president in America is ignoring the threat, I don't know. All kinds of possibilities are there, since we've got whole networks of mafia controlling governments and corporations now. There may be direct threats to his family, maybe some threat of mass destruction to America that they're saying they won't unleash if he just plays along to a certain extent and can say and do some limited things that will make him look good, but he can't get into this major stuff. I don't know. But hopefully he's going to wake up to the importance of it and overcome whatever the barrier is. And otherwise, you know, if he goes along with it, it's just another form of negotiating with terrorists, which is really a bad idea, because if you know, often they do what they're threatening to do anyway. So even if we're going to get destroyed, might as well do the best we can while we're still around. So I'm just letting you know now that when a channel gets banned on a major platform, they wipe out all the archives, everything, like it never existed. And sometimes people don't know that the channel that you're looking for, whether it's one of the big ones that I can't even mention anymore, like Alex's channel, and I don't think they're going to ban everybody with the first name of Alex right now, I hope, or small ones like us that still aren't known very much. Everything about it disappears like it was never there. And a lot of times, even if it finds another platform to be on, people don't know, and they think that it's completely gone. So if we disappear on the platform that you happen to be watching now, even if it's an archive, you can always go to lostartsradio.com. And of course, brighteon.com is a great substitute for some of the major platforms that censor everything, especially the one that starts with YT, or each word starts with YT. And you can find us there on lostartsradio.com, and there should be a note directing you to where you can still see us live streaming. Now, I'm thinking that Doug might be able to come on with us for a minute and say some of the channels that he's sharing our broadcast on live and what's in store for that. So, Doug, if you've got a minute, you want to come and share that information with us? If
sure.
You're there?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, if we disappear on the big channel that starts with Y and the second word starts with T, where else could they look for us on live stream?
Well, everything is centered around our website, lostartsradio.com. And if you go to lostartsradio.com/live, that one page on our site has links to all of the different platforms that we're live streaming on. So okay. We're on right now, we're on two separate YouTube channels at once. We have the main Lost Arts channel.
Right.
We have the second channel, which is a backup channel called Diamond Disc, which is my channel.
Right.
It's on both of those, and it's also on Facebook, our Facebook Live.
Right.
So you can find us on our Facebook page. And the other places that it is, of course, those are all major platforms, YouTube and Facebook. And then Twitter owns Periscope. So we're also on Periscope, but if you get banned on one, you're probably banned on both, is my guess.
Yeah, probably.
And then there's two others. There's one called Twitch that we live stream on, and Twitch is really a gamer's platform, but it's also owned by Amazon. And Amazon, if you know, they all communicate. Amazon talks to Twitter, talks to Google, talks to everybody. So
right.
Chances are, you know, we could lose that stream at some point, but for right now we're on Twitch as well, twitch.tv.
Okay. Okay.
And then the new one that we just added this week was DLive, and DLive is related or connected to Steemit, which is a blockchain-based social media platform. But again, it's really mostly for gamers, but it also supports a very solid, from what I can tell, live stream video. And I don't think it's owned by any major companies at this point, like a YouTube or whoever. I don't think anyone else has actually purchased them yet. So DLive is a good new option that we just found out about. DLive .tv is what it is. And again, all of these are on our main Lost Arts channel, or Lost Arts website, if you go to lostartsradio.com/live.
Right. And today is the first day that we're live streaming on DLive, right?
Yeah.
Right at the moment. Okay. So we're actually there now.
Yeah.
And that's the letter D and then the word live and then .tv.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. And we'll keep looking for new ones as the other ones get shut down. Certainly Facebook is one of the ones that's shutting down a lot of people now.
Yeah.
But this is good for the moment. That's at least five other places to find us on live stream.
Yeah.
And the archives of these shows that are live stream will also show up on Brighteon. And
speaking of which, I think we may have just lost you. Yeah, our archives are on Brighteon. And that's the primary spot other than the – yep, you're back.
Okay, good.
You were just
sorry.
Saying Brighteon. And
yeah.
Indeed, yes, our archives are on Brighteon and then on the other normal places like Facebook and YouTube at the moment.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. We'll keep trying to expand faster than they shut us down too.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal. So hopefully we'll be able to consistently do that.
Yeah, so. Sounds good. Okay.
Right.
That sounds very good. Thank you.
Sure.
And definitely the censorship's getting more intense. We'll talk about that. I'm now going to try to get through the 12 pages of bullet points that I wrote down during the week. There's no way I can do it in what's remaining of the hour, but I'll talk fast, hopefully not at chipmunk speed, and you can still understand me, and we'll see how much we get to. The main issue here, even if we don't get to a lot of examples, is that the rulers want us to stay asleep, hating each other, obsessed with critiquing each other. So some people so brainwashed that they'll take jobs as censors for the rest of us. That's totally incredible. So listen, if you're one of those censors watching us right now, you might want to reconsider what you're doing, because it's not good for your own future to do this. If you want to wake up and actually find out who you are, don't be a censor, okay? And if you're working for the censors and you have to stay there, do something good from the inside, because that's a powerful position. Anyway, yeah, because the law of nature that we get into more on PHC than here is that whatever we do to or for anybody else intentionally comes back to us multiplied. And we all have really hard experiences of all the dumb things that we've done in the past, and we try to change that and just do really beneficial things in the present and future. And so if you find yourself working for the power structure that is trying to do stuff like, say, destroy the world and, you know, censor true statements and things like that, really reconsider how you could do something good instead. It doesn't matter what you've done before. Just make it better now. So all you monitors that are listening in, I'm speaking to you specifically. Anyway, they want us, through the censorship and through the fake media and all this stuff, to fake science, fake education, fake entertainment, all these things working together, along with keeping everybody drugged and, you know, compromised that way. They want us to stay feeling helpless and dumb and angry and full of hate and fear. And by the way, hate and fear do not make you a better fighter, okay? The most awesome, spectacular martial arts fighters, not just the tournament ones, but the real ones, they're not all upset and hateful and fearful. They're just really focused, and you know when you look at them, there's nothing you can do. So if you even if your goal is to become a good fighter for the truth, if you drop hate and fear, you're a lot stronger. You're not supposed to know about that, but it's true. And if we wake up, which is what they mostly do not want us to do, it's the biggest forbidden knowledge that I've ever seen anywhere in 50 years of looking into this stuff. We wake up and we'd start seeing things at a much deeper level, automatically understand and love each other, and our power on the positive side would just make them irrelevant, and they'd have to wake up too. We wouldn't have to destroy or harm the bad guys. They'd become who they really are, and things on this planet would be a lot different. We'd be much too powerful to control or enslave or destroy at that point. So I think it's something we should do. It's just my opinion. But according to them, we have to never be allowed to be self-aware at all. And now as we get dumbed down, according to you know, what Charlotte Iserby and all the other people who know about the program have talked about, we get acting a lot more like robotic and inanimate objects, basically reacting automatically to our programming like marionettes. And that's why the controllers who are pulling the strings, making those puppets dance around, are so confident that after thousands of years of preparation, this is not a short-term project, this enslavement thing. It didn't start a couple hundred years ago in England or 1,000 years ago, and it's much older, generational, they say. But they think that after thousands of years of preparation, they're finally ready for the final phases of this basically ceremonial sacrifice of all life on Earth. And no, with great respect, Mike, I would say it's not 90%. That amount of reduction of the number of people on Earth is a step, for sure, like on the Georgia Guidestones, but that's not the goal. What they intend is total extermination of all life forms, and throwing themselves on the fire at the end in a physical suicide that they think will lead to eternal life in some kind of cyberspace with the dark power that they're worshiping. And it's the old doctrine of sacrifice. You kill an innocent being in exactly the right way, and God's going to really be happy with you, and you're going to get all this spiritual benefit. It's completely satanic and sick, and they believe it 100%. But they're brilliant in some ways, and they thought, what's the best sacrifice we could possibly do to get all this spiritual benefit that you get from killing? And they said, oh, I know, sacrifice all life on the planet. That's going to be great. And it's exactly what they're doing. You know, the changes that they're making to the biosphere around us and within us are not the kind you make if you want it to be revocable. You know, where if you wanted to just eliminate 90% of the people and then bring it back to a good place to live, that's not where they're going. Very clearly, I mean, they're destroying the genome of all the natural life forms, doing so many things that you guys know about. You wouldn't do that if you wanted to save it for your remnant. So that should be a clue, should make it very obvious. But a lot of people can't imagine that the rulers would want to kill themselves too. And they don't think it would kill them because it's only their physical bodies. You have to get into, you know, how they see things to understand that. So at this stage, what information on the internet, and I'm trying to go fast because our time's racing by, what information is being banned? Because this is a big week for banning, the week that we're just finishing now. A number of big players and small players and actually thousands of others all got banned this week, especially off of Facebook, but other channels too, other platforms too. And they're starting with the biggest ones because those are the biggest threat, you know, especially ones that have any real information that would help you to wake up at all. Even aside from real waking up, helping you even knowing what's going on in the world, those get banned first. And they were called hate speech. Now this week, Facebook called them dangerous sites. That means telling the truth, okay, translated. Some of the big ones, I can't mention any of them because they're trying a new thing now for our protection and safety, of course. And that is that if we mention any bad site, we get banned. You get banned. You get cut off. Even as an individual user, even if you're not trying to do a broadcast or anything, if you start sharing links to forbidden sites, then you get shut down and banned as a dangerous person, of course, because they're just trying to do so much good. And it's a big list. Here are a few of the categories that get banned, and it's going to get more intense as it goes along unless they get stopped. And as I said, in America, which is a kind of a key battle point of all this stuff, the president right now is not doing anything that we can see about it at all. If he would act against it and take away certain legal benefits that they're getting now by being public square platforms that are supposedly neutral and don't ban anybody, I think it's called Section 230 of the I'll get to it. I'll think of the exact name of it. But Section 230 gives them certain immunity, in, for example, from legal attack, because they're providing this wonderful service of a neutral public square, which they're not doing at all anymore. That should be changed now. And I think if, unless the president's being threatened, you know, with something that he can't afford to risk, he may not understand that every day that he waits now means that there's more chance of him losing the 2020 election. And as has just been said today or yesterday, if he thinks that, I think this was on Tucker Carlson's show, that if Google is running against the current incumbent, there's no way that he can win. Even if he wins, he loses. So the things that are being censored now, especially this week, are anything good about America as a country, the Constitution or the founding documents or the founders themselves, anything supporting the traditional family and normal human biology that make children and families possible. If you support that, you can be banned. Natural health information like Mike's and ours and many others. Tools that work for taking care of your own health. We lost an important video on that subject this week. But we're just giving a warning because our behavior is so good up to now. In other words, they don't understand what we're doing. That would make the most of the current, most of the current health industry unnecessary. That gets banned. And expose modern medicine as a major cause of disease, degeneration, and death. We don't want to ever say that, of course. Even though there's a great paper that we referred to a lot by Dr. Null, and a couple of other people helping him called Death by Medicine, and you can look it up on the internet and look at a free PDF. It's quite interesting, documenting how back when they wrote it, American medicine was killing about a million plus people a year in America and ruining the lives of most of the others by getting them addicted to multiple medical drugs that they don't even keep track of, the combined bad effects of those. They're too complex and they don't even know what they are. So we're providing them that data by living through it. Anything that brings up the real understanding of why toxic agriculture is a weapon against all life, which it is, the fact that chemical fertilizer is what makes chemical pesticides look necessary, you're not supposed to understand any of that, what it does to the soil. I'm not at all against farmers, but they've been brainwashed like everybody else, and the ag schools have been taken over by the poison companies. So absolutely don't talk about that. And real information about a major religion that tells its members to enslave or kill everyone that refuses to convert to their religion. And this is a religion I've read all the scriptures of, by the way, so this is not hearsay or other things like that. By the way, this is why that religion has taken over so many countries completely. They give everybody in that country that they're invading free choice, either just stay with the religion you have or no religion or whatever, or join us. But, of course, if you don't join us, we will have to kill you for your own benefit and because God really hates you. But if you join us, he'll really love you and everything's going to be great. And so option A is convert. Option B is we'll kill you. Take your time, 5 minutes, whatever you want. And most of the people that they invade historically, given this choice, say, you know, we've thought about it, and your religion actually sounds really good, so we're going to convert. And they say, oh, great, now you're one of us, you're our brother or sister, and welcome to our God is greater than all the other gods, and this kind of nonsense. And it's a big problem when you have hundreds of millions of people doing that kind of stuff. And I don't blame the members of that religion at all. Many of them are good friends of mine. They tend to be wonderful people as long as they don't follow the scriptures. They're just victims of their own programming. So, but the real picture of what's happening is much bigger than any one religion. It's even the worst satanic killers of all at the top of the whole system. They're the biggest victims of all if you look at it at a deeper level. It's not their fault. If we were looking through their programming and their past and their emotional state and their mind and their eyes and their people around them, we'd be doing exactly what they're doing. So the fact that we're not is just, in my opinion, total grace. So we want to show appreciation for that and do our work so that we can change this situation. And if we fall into that frequency of hate, that really dense frequency, which is not desirable, then the real chances we have of using things that can turn this around that I can't openly really mention here, we're going to lose that if we hate anybody. And some of the people that I greatly admire and think of as global treasures like Alex and others, they still don't understand why you need to get beyond hating anybody. Destroying the rulers is not our most powerful intent that we could have. But gradually people do learn that. So now that imperative not to carry hate does not negate the responsibility for self-defense, defense of others, as long as it's really defensive, no element of hate, or else we hurt ourselves in the process. That brings us back to unacceptable information categories. Anything that really explains why, speaking of self-defense, that firearms and self-defense rights cannot be infringed, why that's important, and it really is important. So that's not to be discussed. Also, real environmental information is forbidden, and you might think that's really weird because the rulers tend to support these people running around saying, be terrified of global warming. Just go crazy because of global warming or climate change if you don't like global warming. That's just as good. And be ready to give up your own rights, basically kill yourself or whatever you have to do to save the earth from climate change. But that's not real environmental information. Real environmental information is how we could eliminate the dirty energy production technologies overnight. They're all available. It's just that the inventors and the people holding them are all afraid of being assassinated, which is quite understandable, and they're not bringing them out. That's real environmental information. All this worry about oil and don't drive your RV or you're bad or don't turn your air conditioner on, that's just a total distraction and it's deceptive. You know, internal combustion engines like RVs and tractors and everything else like that, it's been thoroughly demonstrated they can run on pure water, even impure water, ocean water probably. But unfortunately, the person that I know of that demonstrated that all over the country had an accident and just happened to be poisoned in a restaurant by government agents that were meeting him to buy his patent, supposedly. And then all the papers were stolen and disappeared, and everybody involved was killed. That was just an unfortunate coincidence. But the fact is that all the internal combustion engines in the world could be running on water right now. It's been proven already. It doesn't need more research. It's not the research scarcity that's the problem. It's something else. So anything about clean and free energy technologies is one of the most banned subjects to talk about. And what's really banned, if you want to get, you know, as serious banning as you can talk about, is anybody that tries to produce and sell these technologies. They always have accidents right away. And so it's being very effective. For more than 100 years, that's kept those people quiet and invisible. And, you know, maybe you haven't heard about it, but there are technologies that are effective at getting rid of the smog in all the cities and can even disperse the not smog, but poison, biological, chemical weapons that are being dropped on your head every day from what, if you talk about it, is supposed to be a stupid conspiracy theory. And it's not. If you're capable still of looking at the sky and seeing those long lines behind the jets that the Weather Service says are ice crystals, if you're brave, you might want to learn what they really are. There are sites about that. Some of them say they're only for weather manipulation, climate control, and stuff like that, which they go way beyond that. They're to disrupt the climate so that you know climate change is real and get panicked about it. But they're also to poison the water, air, and soil of the earth, which if they were just trying to keep a remnant of people alive, you know, like a billion or whatever it is, they wouldn't be doing that, because that's the kind of stuff that tends to be irrevocable. Giving real information and how that ties into the whole extermination agenda is frowned upon highly and will eventually all be banned. So, although, you know, with that subject, it's tricky, because they're, besides saying that it doesn't exist, they're turning it into an acceptable subject, saying that they might have to save us from global warming by doing more spraying in the higher atmosphere for our benefit. And it turns out that's not a proposal for the future. They're doing it now so much that they've reduced the sun reaching the earth by something like 22 to 25% compared to normal, which is really not good for life on the planet, to say the least. And it's wiping out insect species that the whole rest of the web of life depends on. It's harming trees and all these other life forms. And it's another thing that the current president of not only America, but all the other countries, none of them is standing up against that or even mentioning it that I know of. And it was mentioned in one state, Rhode Island, but how they would implement, I'm not really sure about that yet. I hope they do. But it's just really, it's beyond science fiction movie that we're walking around and there's chemical air raid going on right over your head, chemical, biological. And nobody seems to notice anything odd going on. So there are technologies that have been shown to disperse this residue, but we can't talk about it, of course, because, first of all, it doesn't exist, and second of all, if it does exist, it's for your benefit, and third of all, somebody might find out that it's actually an attack on your life. So that's totally banned. It's good. We're moving pretty fast here through the notes. Similarly, any real information on the full implications of 5G, microwave weaponry, 4G, 3G, and 2G included, and the hidden frequency transmitters like the HARP systems that are not now just in Alaska, they're all over the world, and NEXRAD, which purports to be just for tracking things in the sky. You can't really get into fully exposing that, or something bad could happen. One of the really big unacceptable areas of forbidden information is the real story of why injecting things into people. I'm not going to use the V word if I can afford avoid it, because that's one of the ones that is going to make you disappear quickly. Why these injections don't prevent disease. And I've done the research back to when they started in England with a guy named Jenner in roughly 1799. And as far as I can tell, they've never reliably prevented disease. And they've been maiming and killing kids since they started. And they keep getting banned, and they keep getting reinstated by the partnership of government with the medical industry, because they're really lucrative, not only initially, but they create so many health problems later on that they're really profitable downstream. And that's expanding. They're trying to make them, since they are bad for you and they kill people, and there's no question about it. I mean, so much money has been paid out even by the secret program in the U.S., more than $4 billion right now, to maimed and killed children's families, that saying they're safe and effective, which the doctors repeat like parrots, is it would be humorous if people weren't getting hurt and dying so much. But the understanding of how this is a key element in the sacrificial protocol, this is one that they're really defending, and they kill people for. They've killed more than 100 doctors who all had accidents and shot themselves in the chest and the back and everything. The key point is that injections, the theory of injecting people to prevent diseases, is based on the completely false theory that there's a correlation between antibody count and real life immunity to disease, and there is no correlation. And if you want to understand more about that, read Dissolving Illusions. I don't want to mention the name of the author, but you can find it. And there's a lot of other good ones that I wish I could mention them all here, but you can find them if you want. And once you understand the sacrifice agenda, sacrifice in quotes, because, you know, the person that kills the innocent animal or person or country or planet, they're not making a sacrifice. It's the one who gets killed, right? And they probably would vote against it if they could. So once you understand the sacrifice mentality of the global rulers and the sacrifice agenda, then all the sub-agendas start making sense. And the reason that America has to be destroyed, I'm remembering the title that we put on today's broadcast, the reason America has to be destroyed, it was because it was founded with the principle of individual freedom, about non-government control. And we kind of got off track, right? And if you're in another country, the reason this matters is that having a limited amount of freedom produced so much wealth in America during the time that it was at least trying to be a free country, that there's a lot of power there now. It's got this huge military. It's being used all over the world for invading countries illegally, fighting undeclared wars, which are illegal according to the Constitution. Even you can't just give them another name like police action or something and not declare a war. Congress is supposed to be in charge of that unless there's an immediate emergency, in which case the president can just take the military and solve the emergency, like he could solve the border crisis, which, by the way, is another forbidden thing to really tell what's going on down there. United Nations is running the whole thing, invasion of not only the United States, but all the countries that used to be Europe. They're all being destroyed by intentional invasion through the UN, and sometimes they'll bring some kids to hold in the front, you know, and think that you're dumb enough to think that that makes it okay. It's intended to destroy all these sovereign countries. But again, the reason it matters whether America lives or dies is that here it was actually recorded in the founding documents, even though they never got fully lived up to. It's recorded in those documents that government exists only to protect the borders of the country and defend individual rights against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So who are the enemies, foreign and domestic? Any force that would break through the borders, like those now run by the UN, obviously is a foreign enemy. Any force that would destroy the country from inside, like toxic corporations. And I bring this up, too, because this whole partisan divide that if you're a Republican, this is what you believe. If you're a Democrat, this is what you believe. That's really dumb, you guys. Falling for that is just, you know, shows that we have no brain left at all and no intuition and no internal guidance, because wouldn't it be more sensible to just try to learn and apply whatever is true instead of whatever your party believes? You know, case in point, an example that there's a lot of Republicans or so-called conservative people that think all the environmental issues are nonsense, because for a long time that's what they thought Republicans and conservatives were supposed to think. There's a lot of people in the Democrat Party, that so-called liberals, which aren't really liberals at all, which were thinking that borders are racist, right? I mean, that's below zero IQ, I think. I mean, it's hard to even respond to that because it's so dumb. I've talked to the offices of more than one of the candidates for president in 2020 that are running on the Democratic side, and they say, yeah, we absolutely want border security because that sounds good, right? But we don't want any physical barrier at the border because that's racist. And it's like if you still have logic at all, it just stops you and saying, what is wrong with this person? It doesn't mean you hate them or anything. It just means, which mental illness did they actually get? Has it been even defined in the new DSM or not? And it's like, if you don't have a barrier that's an impenetrable barrier on the border, or as close to that as you can, with a place that's going to invade you, you can say in your speeches that you want a secure border while all the drug dealers and all the other kinds of illegal aliens who are trespassers, they're not immigrants, okay, while they just continue to walk in. That's not really brilliant. And it has absolutely nothing to do with what party you're in. That's whether you're still sane or not and able to think. So I haven't been able to talk to the offices of these candidates because they don't relate. They don't. Logic is gone. So I suggest dropping the party labels completely and just support what's true for the benefit of everybody, not stuff that is crazy. So enemies, foreign and domestic. The domestic ones could also be foreign or both. I mean, for example, toxic corporations that are developing and selling poisons for agriculture, GMOs, toxic medicine, telecommunications using, specifically and intentionally using frequencies that interrupt the electromagnetic nature of oxygen, water, little stuff like that, you know, that you kind of need in order to survive. Those are domestic and foreign enemies that the government is responsible to stop those, not make partnerships with them to help destroy you. That's not what it was supposed to be about. Corporations that are working with government agencies to trample on your rights and kidnap your kids, which is happening all over the world, by the way, and forcing medical treatments, etc. We just had a show recorded on that specific element. It's going to be on tomorrow night. You might want to see it on the Sunday show, lostartsradio.com. All these forces are trying to destroy our country right now, and it's because America has a key pivotal position in the world, and if you can eliminate a country that was based on at least the idea of individual freedom, which now applies to everybody without restriction, if you can eliminate a country like that, then you have a big leg up on imposing tyranny worldwide. So what happens in each country affects all the other countries, and not just America, but anywhere that the power structure feels threatened by a population that could wake up and become self-aware and free, that has to be crunched down. And that is the reason that the borders are being attacked and destroyed right now. By the UN. UN is kind of quarterbacking it, but it's coming from levels above the UN. UN is not a friendly organization. There's a lot of great people working in it who don't know what they're working for. And they're allowed to do little positive projects that look good, But the basic thrust of it behind that is totally globalist and exterminist. So global chaos that they would create if they can eliminate the borders and eliminate sovereign countries as old-fashioned and racist and whoever, who knows what else. Xenophobic, that's a good one. You know, these words are just all nonsensical and irrelevant to the real issues, but they're used, and then people say, oh, I don't want to be racist or xenophobic or homophobic or whatever other phobic they invent, so I'll just go along with anything you want, and censorship and everything, which is not a good move. So the reason for global chaos as an intentional goal of the power structure is so that everybody will beg for world tyranny to restore order. It's David Icke has talked about it a lot, problem, reaction, solution. So that's why also, besides the programming that we're all given that to make us weak, that's why toxic agriculture that a lot of the farmers who don't understand think is cutting-edge science and is economically necessary and is there to feed the world. It's not to feed the world. You know, putting poison on your food, this is really kind of simple, and then eating it or feeding it to somebody else is really not a very good idea. It's not cutting-edge science. I spent some time in ag school and the university, and I know what they're teaching. And you know, in America, the USDA, the agriculture department that has this organic program going on with a lot of good people in it, also is one of the biggest supporters of GMOs and poisons and chemical fertilizers on the planet. They're not trustworthy at all. But anyway, that's the reason that the toxic agriculture and the toxic processed food industry are protected, as just like toxic medicine, is if they can help keep us weak and sick and confused and helpless and especially fearful. Fear is a really good one for them. That leads to all kinds of bad judgments on the part of us. Fear, you're not supposed to know that fear is completely optional. Whatever happens, there's no enforceable rule that we have to be fearful. So if you stay clear, not subject to fear and hate, because you don't need to hate anybody either. Just because they're monsters doesn't mean that you have to go down to the level of hatred. You're just as good of a fighter and a worker and a healer and everything else, and in fact much better if you don't accept those things. Don't take them in. Your vision becomes far clearer. Same reason that the mainstream media, the corporate mainstream media, is required and subsidized is because it helps keep you sick and weak, and it pushes drugs every day. And, you know, it's just to say that it was the enemy of the people, which the current president did, is an understatement. You know, it's one of those massive events. It's actually both, mainly domestic. And that's why the worst candidates are supported by government agencies and by corrupt religious organizations and corrupt media and the whole thing. So if you look at the 2020 slate of candidates on the Democrat side in America, which have their corresponding counterparts in other countries, okay, so we're not just, I mean, we're broadcasting from America, and I'm more familiar with the minute detail of what's going on here, but I know enough about what's going on elsewhere in the world to know that there's the same dichotomy going on and struggle and push for censorship worldwide in different forms in different countries. And you just need to recognize the counterpart in your own country and you'll understand what's going on. It's all the same principles. So look at the slate of candidates in the Democratic Party for 2020. Many of whom have made a lot of statements this week about where they stand. And the common threads are they don't think a country should really have borders, okay, because that's racist, even though they should be secure borders. But people should be able to walk in and out anytime with no way to catch them. Because what one of them said, well, no person is illegal. Well, no, wait a minute. If you rob a bank or kill somebody, that action is illegal. It's not that you became an illegal being as a person. And this is all mind control junk. And if you drop the fear and the anger and a lot of the mentality they want you to have, you can see right through it. Your actions can be illegal. It doesn't talk about who you are as a person. So they want no border. They want a border, but they don't want anything on the border that would stop people coming in illegally. That's racist. And they want an unlimited number of genders and confusion in kids about what gender they are. That's a big thing to push. And it's a big thing to get banned for. I mean, I'm sure it's just because we're small right now that we haven't been caught yet. That's why Doug's statement was really important at the beginning of the show. They want higher taxes for your benefit so government can take care of you better. They want more regulations. They want you to cut your energy use because it's your fault that global warming's happening. So don't drive your car. Look for public transportation. Driverless cars will be great, even if they kill you from intentional or mistaken crashes that they get into. They want to kill babies before and after birth. You're really not allowed to get into that. You're supposed to think that that's women's rights, right? How insane is that? I mean, whatever party you're in, you couldn't think that unless you have serious mental problems. Doesn't mean you're an evil person. It just means you're really confused. When you look at a baby and you can't tell it's a baby, you think it's mother's right or a woman's right, you need help. It's just that the conventional sources of help are all corrupted now too. So we're going to have to help ourselves and shake off the programming and shake off the hypnosis and realize you have access to wake up and become sane and coherent and a powerful healing force in the world. And I'm just suggesting that you might want to do that. They're all in favor of censorship of free speech, which they call hate speech if it disagrees with anything they think. And they just think, they go on mainstream news, the major channels on television have these, I guess they're commentators and anchors saying that, yes, well, these, like the sites that Facebook banned this week, these are dangerous people. They, in other words, their ideas are dangerous. And therefore, it's much better if you cannot hear what they say. This is completely against all the founding principles of America. They all want to protect people who come into the country illegally and give them all kinds of rights and welfare right away because they're humans and no human should be uncared for, which is true. It's just twisting it a bit. They want cultural diversity in, for example, reading to four-year-olds in libraries from drag queens is a big step forward. Drag queen story hours being really pushed by all of them, and sexualization of kids for their benefit too. And the global rulers at this point, as far as I can tell, with all this insanity being eaten up by most, at least a lot of the people, and considered to be normal, they're confident. And it reminds me, trying to finish up real quick here, we got about 3 minutes left. Alex, and I can't say his whole name because he's banned, was on an airplane with one of the top bankers who was telling him, you know, give up. You're not going to be able to wake people up. They're going to turn against you, and they're going to adapt to slavery. They're going to appreciate it, and they will become mouthpieces of their captors. So, but I would say that the high-level bankers and rulers don't know. There are deeper things at work here, too. This is not a cause for being pessimistic. With this massive, you know, sci-fi horror movie happening, it's still not a cause to be pessimistic and despairing, which is what they'd like you to be. There's a force within every person that's always pulling to bring them back to normal and bring them back to where they really came from, where we all really came from, which is only one source. Even the people who are confused and high on the drug of evil right now came from the same place as we did, and we'll go back to it. But my personal preference is we don't wait to let that take another million years or something of evolution or having to be on some other planet because this one gets blown up. I'd rather we turn it around right now. So I'll tell you this one more thing before we end. The power source we need to start healing the world that's in such a mess right now It reminds me of the original movie decades ago of The Wizard of Oz. You know, maybe you guys may have seen it. It's still available on video. And Dorothy was looking all over the place in this foreign land that she got stuck in after a tornado took her there. And she was trying to find this great wizard who could find the way to bring her back home. In other words, back to consciousness of yourself and the place that you came from. And she finally found this great wizard who was going to save her. And the wizard was this, had this incredible voice. He sounded just like, he must be God or something, right? And then her dog saved everybody by pulling the curtain away from the great and powerful Oz. And it was this little old guy pulling levers and speaking into a microphone, "I'm the great and powerful Oz," and everything. And she got really disappointed because finding the wizard was her last hope. And she didn't know that she had the power to get back to herself and back to her. Kansas was her home in the movie that she came from. And in our case, in the movie we're in, it's a bigger issue than just Kansas or California or New York or whatever. It's our real home that we came from. And that even before we go back there, we could start being in touch with it while we're here and have this unbelievable, apparently magical effect on healing this place. So it's still possible. Because of how powerful that is. And we've been carrying that ability all along while we looked for the wizard to save us. And it's like Dorothy's red slippers. And that's the bottom line that I'm trying to promote, the finding the red slippers that are on your feet right now and what that means and what they are and how to use them. Because it's not hopeless at all. And it's just that we're not allowed to really get much deeper into it. But if you get interested, we're going to start stepping up the efforts in that direction starting tonight, half an hour from now. PlanetaryHealingClub.com, spelled out, PlanetaryHealingClub.com if you're up to it. And if you are, I'll see you in about half an hour. Otherwise, I'll see you next week if we're still here. LostArtsRadio.com will let you know where we are. Talk to you soon. Have a good week.